Number nine, travel. Just doesn't even have to be big travels. You can do something so easy as go see something in your hometown that you've never seen before. So easy as go to maybe the next town over if you've never been there and do something that's just a little bit change of pace for what you normally do. It's go see something different. It's go have an experience that you haven't had. You don't have to go crazy travels and do something like go overseas. You don't have to go to Australia. You don't have to go down to New Zealand or all the way around the world or into Africa. You don't have to do anything really nuts. Because not everybody loves to travel the same way. Some like to stay where they are. Some people in history have been famous for not really doing much, but going to different perspectives in their minds, perhaps. Sometimes reading a good book can be travel. Read a travel log. But one of the wisest things we can do for our overall health, and this goes back to our brain, and this goes back to breaking patterns in our brain and allowing our brain to see things a little bit differently and to create new perspectives and understandings for ourselves in this myriad world full of so many different things, and that's to travel. And one of my favorite quotes is by the fantasy author of Discworld, Terry Pratchett. Terry Pratchett said, "Why do you go away? So that you can come back. So that you can see the place you came from with new eyes and different colors. And so that other people can see you differently too." So I encourage you today to travel. Travel a little bit, travel a lot. Take a 3-hour drive someplace you've never been. Maybe go to a place you heard about. Maybe go for a hike in a place you've never been to. Maybe even go explore a shop in a place that you've always wanted to visit or heard about, or gone to a restaurant in the next town and seen people you're not familiar with. And travel a little bit. And the reason being is go out there. I'm telling you to go out there and do something that's going to allow you to come back and look at your home a little bit differently and go, wow. If you do big travels, the way I love to travel is my wife and I love to just wander around cities and get lost and find local bookstores. And we like to know if we can find maybe some local people with local cultures. I love to study different languages, cultures, and customs. And I love to know how everybody else lives differently. And then I come back and I can reflect on the way I'm looking at the world and go, wow, I never really realized the way that I was setting my room up before. Or I never really realized the way that I interacted with some of my clientele and my patients before. And it allows me to have a beautiful perspective that I can spread out to the people that I teach and I talk about and travel. And the last reason I tell you to travel, even if it's simple travels, even if it's travels internal, or it's travels to go see a family member you may not have seen in a long time, in order to see what they're doing differently, in order to bring back and see your own world with a little bit new eyes and new light. And that's because life is experience. And longevity is, in the end, measured by memory. And those with a thousand tales to tell have indeed lived longer than any who embrace the mundane. This is what I keep on my wall over my head. And so anything I can do to have an experience, even if it's with an interaction with a person I haven't had before, and that's going to allow me to change my perspective. Travel is about seeing the world with different eyes and with myriad and beautiful colors. So I encourage you today to get out and do some type of travel, whether it be on foot or on moped, whether it be by car or train or by bus, whether it be internally in just a lovely book and a travel log that you haven't gone, or maybe go through the biography and the life of somebody long dead. Go do a little bit of travel and get away from the place you came from, that so you can return back to it and see it with new eyes. Comment below and let me know what type of travels you're doing and what you would love to do. And go back to setting goals and make it a small goal for yourself on what travel you want to do, and do a little bit of travel every day. Even if it's walking to a place you've not walked, or driving down a street you may not have drived. Because sometimes you're going to find that you might go down a place and go, wow, I never realized that was there, but I had no idea my town could have something like that. And what a lovely thing to find out and open up your perspective and awareness of the people and the places and everything around you in order to add into your health, your experience, and your longevity.